pressure, stress. Researchers say society is creating an exhaustive, vicious, fast-paced life cycle where technological advances have sped up human communication, creating stressors.
I get pretty stressed because there's not enough time in the day and there's not enough money in the bank account to take care of everything you need to do.
Accepting oneself and living in the moment is an approach that will enhance your life, says Nicole Chomsky, licensed mental health counselor, certified yoga instructor, and owner of Be Embodied, a mindfulness-based counseling center in Williamsville.
Practicing mindfulness as a way of living increases our ability to tolerate distress, decreases our stress level, improves our sense of well-being from the inside out, and it builds an internal resiliency and stability where people can move confidently through the world.
Mindfulness experts say the key is being still, breathing, and looking within.
So mindfulness is the opposite of mindlessness. Mindfulness means that you are fully aware of what you're paying attention to, being fully present in the present moment. So all of your attention is given to what you're doing. You're not off thinking about something else.
Practice in Eastern spirituality, mindfulness and mindfulness meditation has resonated in the West. Mindfulness is not a religion. It is a state of open awareness. It is a state of living, a philosophy based out of Buddhist teaching, which centers on breathing.
And just feel the cool air coming in and the warm air going out. Cool air coming in, warm air going out. And literally we just do this for about 30 seconds to 60 seconds just to start.
Chomsky says the best part, we notice things that would otherwise go unnoticed. This is how she works with her clients, to help them with stress, anxiety, depression, even chronic pain.
These are probably the hardest times we have faced in order to be mindful. I mean, we have watches that buzz on our wrist. And every time that happens, we often don't notice, and I bring my clients' awareness to it, a stress response goes off in the body every time we feel a device vibrate.
Or something.
Buffalo business owner Larry Stitt says, as a Christian, his personal faith walk revives and guides him to his quiet place.
I wouldn't say it's a part of my faith. I think we all get some time out and take a deep breath when there's nobody around. So, yes.
It is intentional. You can practice it alone while washing dishes, ironing, or sitting at your desk, or in a group through meditation classes. Chomsky says meditation and mindfulness activities like yoga or Be Embodied mindfulness hike retreats will open your mind to the world around you.
Embrace life. Embrace it. You are here now. And there are so many experiences that you can choose to have right now. And so I always tell people, just be mindful of where you are and then make the next best choice for yourself. You can extract joy and freedom and just divinity, really, in every single moment if you just pay attention.
Just breathe. For the WBFO Seniors News Desk, I'm Sandy White.